Let's turn our attention now at deframing. Deframing is almost the Jedi arts of changing frames from someone, because you're not going to take the objection or the challenge head on. What you're going to do is you're going to offer a counter challenge, which is more important than the original objection, and so the original objection just disappears. Let me give you a very elegant example of one of these things, which happened during a pitch meeting when one of my partners and I went to a potential new client for some coaching work. Now, the director of the board sat down, and within 2 minutes of us introducing each other and having a chat, he turned around and asked us, "So, tell me, why should I hire you guys?" Now, his tone was a very challenging tone, very much come prove yourself to me sort of tone. And without thinking about it, one of my partners turned around and said to him, "Well, you know what? I guess we may have misunderstood things, and you're probably right. We probably shouldn't do any work together." And he got up, preparing to leave. Now, you should have seen the look on this director's face. No one had ever offered to leave a negotiation table with him before. He's always had the upper hand before. And suddenly, this person is so secure in his bargaining position that he refuses to engage in a tit-for-tat game of justifying his existence. He's willing to walk away. What has this person got? So remember, the sub-communication is that what we do is so valuable that if you don't want it, there'll be plenty of people around that do. You won't believe how quickly he called us back into that meeting. And yes, we ended up getting the commission and a whole lot more to boot as well. So deframing allows you to turn frames around on people by challenging a completely different idea to the one they're presenting in the first place. Some of the best deframes I've ever experienced are ones done almost in humor, where you tease someone else for the very question that they've asked you. Here's another example of a deframe I saw between a couple of friends eating lunch in the park. One turned to the other and said to him, "Hey, that sandwich looks a bit rich. Are you sure you should be eating that?" So there's a clear criticism involved. The other one just smiled and turned to him and said, "Hey, you trying to steal my sandwich? No, you can't have any of this." So notice how he's done this in a very playful sort of way. And by doing this playful tease back, he's actually basically turned around and said, "Your objection is really silly when you think about it." But because he hasn't said it outright, he's just sub-communicated it. The other person backs off and lets that objection go. It's a very natural way for people to do this. Here's a word of warning, though. If you're going to use deframes, if you're going to use them in a humorous sort of way, as in this example, make sure you do it genuinely in a gentle and fun sort of way. So you're projecting a fun sort of vibe whilst you're doing this. Because the chances that you can be perceived as being sarcastic or caustic are quite high otherwise. And all that's going to do is damage your relationship. Also, deframes tend to be very, very powerful because they basically jolt people out of their own reality and into a brand new reality. So the only way they'll work is if you're very congruent. In other words, you must believe in the value of the frame that you're setting, and you must be able to present it in that strong and confident air, because the other person will then very quickly collapse their reality into that. You must also be sure that this is a good thing for both you and the other person. Because if you start taking advantage of people, all that's going to happen is you'll make a very slippery slope down to spin doctors, and soon you'll be in the same category as political commentaries and door-to-door salespeople. So remember, deframes draw their power by not meeting a challenge head-on, but by deflecting it and coming in from one side or the other. Here's another example of what I mean by that. Let's say that you're a salesman in a car showroom, and a person is trying to buy a car. He finds out the price and says, "Well, actually, you know what? I think that's a bit too expensive for me." Then, as a salesperson, you turn around and deframe that by saying, "You know, I'm actually quite glad you said that, because I always get quite nervous selling this model, because people don't quite realize just how much power they're getting for their money. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure most people who buy in this price range actually know how to handle a car like this. So whilst my boss really makes me show this car to everyone, I have to admit I'm actually quite relieved when people go for something a little bit more sedate, you know, something a bit smaller, something more safe and secure." Notice how yet again this deframe has built into it a challenge. The challenge is, are you man enough to drive this car? Now, of course, you must make sure that the challenge embedded within the D-frame is one that the person you're talking to actually wants to rise up to. So if this is a family person, then perhaps he actually wants a safe and secure car, which means your D-frame won't work if placed in that particular way. If it's a younger person though, say a young man who wants a sports car to drive around town in, he's more likely to rise to the bait because now you've taken away the price as a consideration. The question is he man enough to actually drive this car? And of course, you're presenting this challenge in a way which is very subtle and very indirect.